Pacifico, Phil Henry.
Well, welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here every week, every night and every week. We are the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And don't forget, in a couple of weeks, we start the Phil Henry podcast. That's going to be available to you free, because I know we charge for an awful lot on our website. Well, this will be one link through our website that is a free offering, our Phil Henry Presents podcast. Here on the radio show, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. On Wednesday night, we have a viewing party for a movie that I was a part of. It was shot a couple of summers ago called Last Call. Last Call. It stars Dave Foley's in it, Christopher Lloyd is in it, Tom Arnold is in it, and somewhere way down the cast list is your buddy here, Phil. I'm in it. Look for it. It'll be available soon, either, well, it'll be available to view in movie theaters, but knowing that people don't really go to movie theaters that much anymore, it should be available on Netflix or on demand very, very soon. It's called Last Call, and be forewarned, there's a lot of movies called Last Call. All right, couple of things to, we got here John Edwards back in the news, and I think we probably need to talk about him at some point because his trial started today. There's also a series of primaries, five primaries, that the Romney campaign is looking at as being a way of solidifying the Romney lead there in the Republican Party. And one of the people, obviously, that's out on the stump, as they call it, for Governor Romney is his wife, Ann Romney. And she has been the subject of a great deal of interest on the part of commentators because she is giving speeches. She's supporting her husband very, very well. And she's a stay-at-home mom, the source of some conversation I'm having tonight with Father James McCordis. We talked earlier about Ann Romney and the campaign, Father. By the way, are you in a tub? Are you soaking your leg?
Yes, I am. Did you hear about that?
I did, because I heard you guys were playing softball. It was a benefit, right?
Right. It was our charity benefit for Belmar, and we were playing a team of the faculty. I was on the side of the parents and some of our alumni, and I can tell you they put me down a couple of times.
When you say put, they brushed you back, huh?
They brushed me back, and so just trying to take care of. Banged up leg here, is all.
Father McCordis, you know, we're talking to you about the Romney campaign, not so much in terms of politics, but the stay-at-home mom aspect, the Ann Romney aspect. You made a statement to me earlier. You said that there hasn't been a Catholic elected president since Kennedy.
That is correct, yes.
But Governor Romney to you is like almost like having or like having a Catholic candidate.
It's not like having a Catholic candidate per se. I like, though, the view of family that the Mormon faith has. And we're not talking now about the old ways of the Mormon faith, and some people are going to be confused. You know, they'll think that you're somehow endorsing polygamy. We don't, of course, and neither does the Mormon church.
No, absolutely.
What I find attractive about the Mitt Romney campaign as a Catholic priest and as one who shepherds people spiritually in our parish is that his wife is a woman, Ann Romney, who's been at home with her children and has raised those children. They've had a good family. They've got six children, and it's also something I think that they have in common with the Catholic family. So we encourage children. We encourage large families. And she has been at home with those children. And they've made a point of a campaign point.
All right, so they've used that as a way of promoting the governor's campaign.
I believe that it's been a positive thing to do because we, as Catholics, believe that the best place for a woman is to be at home with her children.
Now, you're going to get some arguments from some other Catholics about that.
I get some arguments from a lot of people about that, but I'm not saying that that women are not allowed to go and have a job or to support themselves at all. I'm saying that Ann Romney has made a choice, and we should support the choice because there's a lot of children there that need their mother. and it's optimum to have the mother at home, to have mother there. The only thing that you would expect, and as the campaign goes along and as she moves into the White House, if indeed Governor Romney is elected, is the opportunity that a woman has when she's at home and she's not out working and she doesn't have the pressures of these other things to also be a traditional woman. And by that I mean you can to maintain your beauty, to maintain your own, you know, the clothing and so on and so forth.
You're talking about like a woman's personal...
Yeah, her personal style, her personal beauty.
All right, her personal grooming.
Grooming is a good word, but I also mean to the extent that you stay beautiful and presentable for your husband if you're going to be at home. So I think that's probably an area that Dan Romney could... I'm not saying she's weak in that area, but I'm saying that's an area that she could work a little bit harder in. But I will tell you this, that to have Mitt Romney running for president of the United States, it's not like having a Catholic running, but there are similar values in terms of the home.
We're talking with Father James McCorders. You're not saying that Mormons have similar... Are you saying that Mormons have similar values to Catholics when it comes to family? And what I should say...
I think any good person would have quality values when it comes to family.
No, but I think what I'm saying is, are you saying that the Mormon Church and the Catholic Church believe the same thing?
Well, it seems that from the not so much from the liturgical standpoint, but from the standpoint of the establishment of the church, that both churches encourage large families, and the Catholic Church has never shied away from encouraging Catholics to have large families, which also goes hand in hand with what we're speaking about. When you are a stay-at-home mom, as Ann Romney is, and we support that, you should make every effort to appear in terms of that grooming that you're talking about.
And are you finding fault with Ann Romney's grooming? Or,
No, I'm not finding fault. I'm saying that she's a very lovely young lady. I think that for the time that she has to be a stay-at-home mom, as we've often heard her described, that every bit of commitment she can put into that.
And when you say that a stay-at-home mom should put a lot of commitment into her grooming and into remaining beautiful, to what end?
Well, to the end of a happy marriage, of course, to the end of a happy husband, to the end of a loving home and a home where there is a great humor and there's great love and obviously there's affection. This all leads to affection and leads to what we call in Catholicism, it leads to the sanctity of the marriage, and that is the marriage vow, and that is the marriage bed, and that is the size of family and so forth. So
in other words, if I can interpret all of that down, it's to say that you remain attractive for your husband so that you're attractive for your husband for sexual reasons.
Well, I think that you need to be if you are encountering that part of your faith which band-aids a large family, as the Mormons do, as Catholics do, and as other religions do. But Ann Romney... I think for a lovely woman, and she's a lovely woman, she does not have to work, I don't think, all that hard to be beautiful. And so she could put some more effort into it. And that's what I spoke with William Guthrie, a very prominent friend of mine. He's a businessman. He's also a Mormon. And I spoke with him. And
who is this gentleman?
Mr. Bill Guthrie, who's in the banking business.
And, okay, he's a friend of yours.
Oh, yes, very good friend. And he agreed with me. He said that as a Mormon, he doesn't want to criticize, but she looks like she could probably put a little more effort into her grooming, you know, to that extent.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's put you on hold here, Father. I can hear you've got a sore leg there.
Well, the thing that has been the most troublesome, I think, for the longest time is is the fact that it was a torn muscle, you know, and I should not have been playing baseball.
Well, you got out there with the kids, and it was for charity, huh?
It was for charity, and it was to benefit also the parish and a lot of the charities, yeah.
All right, Father James McQuarter's on the line. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. So the Father McQuarter's is not the Pope, but he is endorsing from the standpoint of family and the stay-at-home mom that Ann Romney is. He likes Mitt Romney. And the fact that a stay-at-home mom can be spend more time grooming and looking beautiful, which he feels is an area of weakness there for Ann Romney, something that she could work a little bit harder on. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know if you feel the same way about Ann Romney's beauty, or if you feel the same way about just the Romney candidacy. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We have on the line with us, we got Father James McQuarter. We talk about the Romney candidacy and Ann Romney, who you feel is a great representation of a woman and a possible first lady, and a woman who, like so many Catholic women, there's not a lot of Catholic stay-at-home moms. I don't know that we're talking about a tradition here.
Well, I think it's an ideal, Phil. It's an ideal. And
okay.
And I think that women like Ann Romney, you know, I think that they show us the ideal. But if the world were a perfect place, I would think that mom would stay at home with the children. You know, if you've got six or seven children, you certainly would want to stay at home with your children. And you would not want to venture into work. And I think that's the ideal. And I know that a great many women are forced into not... they're forced not to be able to do that.
Yeah, a lot of women don't have the choice.
A lot of women don't have the choice. So when you do have the choice, and when you do have the opportunity to be a stay-at-home mom, I would think that you'd make the effort, a little bit more of an effort than Ann Romney has made. That's the only part of the equation that I've got a problem with.
Let's talk about how much of a problem you think that is.
Well, I think it's a big problem. I think, not a big problem, I think it's a significant problem in that when I see her giving a speech, and she goes up today, and she looks, to me, give me the loofah. Today, she looked as if she could have had her hair brushed, I think, a little bit nicer. And I think she could have perhaps even had her hair done a little bit nicer than she had. Instead, what I saw was a woman who looked a little bit haggard, and I think she looked a little bit like she was run through the mill a bit. You know, there's an old saying about road hard and put up wet, which I would not apply to this lady. But
that's a little bit of a rude.
No, but I'm not applying it to her. But I'm saying if it was someone who I didn't think was of the caliber of a woman of an Ann Romney, I'd say road hard and put up with. So I think you've got a responsibility if you're a stay-at-home mom, and to look a little bit better than Ann Romney was able to look today, and in the speech that I saw, because I do endorse it. But I would say, and I'm sure that I join Mitt Romney, if you're a stay-at-home mom and you're going to go out and you're going to support a husband in his campaign to be president of the United States, that you make the effort to look a little bit better than she was able to look today. And
is this it's a very interesting point. Is this a chronic problem?
Hold on for a minute. Yeah. Give me the gun. I'm sorry, Philip. Father Staley is here. Yes. I'm trying to get down into the tub, if you can help me.
Are you all right?
Hold on. All right, I'm okay now. My leg is very difficult for me to get into this terrible water. It's warm water. Now, there's a thing here. Do you recall the restaurant that you told me about? I went to that Harold's House of Omelets.
Yeah, in Thousand Oaks.
Yes. I got that little duck that little rubber duck that they've got there.
Yeah, the Herald's House of Omelets, they have a little duck. It's got a chef hat.
Yes, it has a chef hat on it. And
when were you there?
Well, I think I was there, Father, a couple of months ago when we were going to Thousand Oaks on our way to St. Mary's. Or, excuse me, to St. John's.
And, okay.
And so the duck I got, and I'm asking Father Staley to give me the duck. Give me the duck. Give me the duck. Just a moment, Phil. Just one moment.
We're talking here with Father James McQuarters about the Ann Romney stumping for her husband and being a stay-at-home mom. Would give her more time to look to groom perhaps better than she has. Father McQuarters is making the point that Ann Romney looks
duck.
What's the problem here?
What don't you understand about duck? Yes, thank you. Father Staley is leading the choir this Sunday for the very first time. I think he's distracted because I kept asking him for the duck, and he didn't want to. But yes.
So we're talking about what you finding fault with Ann Romney's looks.
No, I don't find fault with her looks. I find fault with what she's done with her looks, which is not a lot. Okay, which is not a lot. That's all I'm saying.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Let's go over here to Janice Grover. Hey, Mrs. Grover, how are you doing? It's good to have you on the air with us. We're going to switch over to another line, dear, so I can hear you a little bit better, because I know Father McQuarters is in the tub. Janice, how you doing?
Oh, Phil, how are you? I wanted to talk to Father McQuarters about Ann Romney.
Yes, ma'am.
I am not a Republican voter.
If the lady could speak up a little bit.
Yeah, Janice, will you speak up a little bit more, hon?
I said I am not a Republican voter.
Yes, dear.
And so I don't think I would vote for a Republican ordinarily.
Yes, ma'am.
But what you said about Ann Romney not looking her best, it rang a bell. Maybe she's going to stay at home?
Well, she's staying at home with the six children, yes.
I agree, but the polygamy. Yes.
Well, there's no polygamy in the Mormon faith.
You know what? I know that there is not. But nonetheless, the history of polygamy would give one cause. When I was married to, and Mr. Henry knows Larry, he is my son.
And who's that?
Larry Grover.
Larry Grover is one of my news contributors.
All right, Bob.
My son, Larry. When Larry was born, his father was arrested for bigamy. He had been married to another woman in Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I let him back in the house after he had settled with this woman and he'd spent...
He was arrested for bigamy?
Yes, he was. He was married to a woman in Hawaii. Larry's father was.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So when he had gotten out of prison and had paid restitution, I let him back in the house. But I told him that from now on, I was not going to do anything more than what was my wifely duty. And that was to have sex with him once a week. But I was not putting on makeup. I was not getting into any nice dresses. I was not going to do my hair. I was going to be just the most plain Jane woman. And he was going to have to live with that. If I found out that he was having an affair, I would kill him.
Good Lord. I mean, you didn't...
You didn't tell the man that.
Did you tell him that?
I most certainly did. I said, if I find you have cheated on me again... And he said he hadn't cheated. He had been married to this woman.
Well, if he had been married to her, he should have known he was married to her, obviously, when he married you.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. But he claims that he forgot.
Oh, my goodness, it's ridiculous.
He claims he forgot he was married to another woman when he married you.
He claims he forgot. So that's what I said to him. I'll have sex with you once a week, but I'm not brushing my teeth. I'm not going to use any kind of hygiene products, nothing.
What about your personal hygiene?
No, nothing. Nothing. If he wanted to have sex with me, great. But I wasn't going to bathe.
So in other words, you were going to torture him.
What did you say, Phil?
You were going to torture him for having been married to another woman.
I said that. Well, it sounds like torture to me, yes. Well, I said I wasn't going to brush my teeth or bathe. Yes, that would qualify as torture.
That sounds like it to me. We're going to be right back here. Thank you very much, Janice. We got to take a break, okay?
All right, Phil. And I wanted to hold on and get the phone up.
Hold on. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'll be right back here with Father James McQuarters and Ann Romney and the Romney campaign.
Phil Hendry.
The number for the suicide prevention hotline for Larry. You know, he's at it again.
Phil, the world famous Phil Hendry Show here. On the line with me is Father James McQuarters, who is talking with us really about the Romney campaign and how it coincides, perhaps, if you will, with the Catholicism, the fact that the Romney family is Mormon, the fact that the Ann Romney stay at home, the fact that you have a big family there. A lot of it mirrors the Catholic experience.
I'm sorry, I apologize to you, Phil, and the reason I apologize, Father Staley, who has the choir that I mentioned this coming weekend, has confused him to the point where every time he walks in here and I ask him for that little Harold's House of Omelets duck, the little rubber one, he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Well, why is the duck not in the tub?
It was in the tub and it flew out of the tub. It's a game that I've been playing with. It's just a game. Never mind.
877-876-PHIL. So we're talking about that and you know, and Ann Romney and her personal grooming.
Yes, the personal grooming of Ann Romney, I think, which is, it really, she's got to step it up. If you're going to be a stay-at-home mom, and that means that you are at home with the children, you've got to step it up. You've got to take it up a notch. And I believe if you have all of that time to take care of your grooming, to take care of yourself, to look your best and to feel your best, and I think you've got time to do all of that, then I think you should get your hair done, get your face fixed, something, because she has, she really disappointed today that she came up onto that podium today, and I looked on the TV news, and I remember remarking to one of the other, I think we had some of our novitiates are here today, and I said, my God, look at that. I said, what is it? You know, and they laughed. And the point I was trying to make...
Well, isn't that a little cruel for a Catholic priest to be judging a woman's looks that way?
No, I'm not judging a woman. I'm judging a mother. I'm judging the wife of a candidate. It's much, much different. Much, much different.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Warren here. Warren, Warren, how you doing? How you doing, sir? Where are you?
I'm having a good time. I want to talk to this gentleman about the... this Romney campaign gonna do it.
And what is this, Mr. Benman?
I beg pardon, sir.
Is this Mr. Benman?
Yes, sir.
Well, now where are you, man? Are you in Vegas?
No. This is a charity casino we're having tonight. We're in a studio.
You're at a charity casino. Okay. What was your? All right. And for one of the studios that you work for?
I do a lot of cable pulling over here, CBS World.
You do cable pulling at CBS Laurel?
I didn't understand it. I'm going to talk to the priest if we can do that.
Yes, this is Father McQuarters. If you could speak up, sir, I'd appreciate it.
I said I want to talk to you, sir. I'm going, what you talk about?
Well, could I ask a question to Mr. Hendry? I think I'll direct myself to Mr. Hendry.
You have to answer my question.
I'm going to answer a question.
Warren, he'll answer your question. What do you want, Father?
I suppose I should ask you if this man, you know this gentleman.
It's not funny because I fell out of the stadium.
You fell out of a stadium?
Yeah, he fell as a construction worker off of a very high... rafter of some kind. Was it a girder?
What did you say? It was a go?
No, it's a second tier girder.
What a boy.
Okay.
He fell, and it caused a great deal of, obviously, nerve damage.
It makes me nervous.
Do you have actual damage to your physiology, Warren?
No. It's just the fact that my mind is a wreck. Why is your mind a wreck? When you tried falling, if you fall that far, you can't fall. I fell 50 stories. You fell 50 stories and you lived? Yeah, and you know something, Father? How did you live to say what you say? How did I live to say what I say? What did I do? Just sitting in a bathtub. You talk about Romney. He doesn't look good. I didn't understand that.
You said you're sitting in a bathtub.
No, I want to say it. You're in a bathtub. You can't tell Romney. Warren, I want to hear what you're saying, son. I'm trying to belittle you, and I'm not trying to condescend to you. But what happened to you? What happened? And I told you I fell out of a tree. You fell out of a tree. I fell off the tier.
He fell off.
No, let the young man say it himself. I want him to get used to speaking. I've had therapy, Father. I don't need a tank. You've had therapy, Father. You don't need a tank. I don't need you to keep staying. All right, well, what happened? I was working on a baseball stadium and fell. All right, you were working on a baseball stadium and you fell. Yeah, and you fell a long way. Yeah, I'm going like 5 stories. You fell 5 stories. And that was the first time, and then another time I fell off a broadcast tower trying to change the bulb. Is this guy kidding, Phil?
No, he's not. He's not.
Well, I'm not trying to kid about nothing here. I think the things you're saying right now in the radio show, you're being mean. It's like I'm bad if you come kick your ass.
Whoa, hold on, Warren. There's no need to threaten people with kicking their ass.
Warren, let me tell you something. This is Father McWhorter's now. You don't come in the way you do. Hold on for a minute. You don't want to open the McWhorter's door. You don't want to do that, okay? What do you mean? I'll tell you what it means. It means you don't want to open that door that you're trying to open. You say you want to come kick my ass? Do you really? Well, friend, if you want to walk down that blind alley, if you want to go down Ass Kick Street, understand something, that it's a dead end. And at the very end of it is a cul-de-sac called Bad Man McWhorter's. Yeah, sure.
Hold on, Warren. Now, come on.
This guy's getting me pissed off. Go down Ass Kick Street, and you're going to hit the cul-de-sac called Bad Man McWhorter's Lane. And the things you said. What did I say? I said Ann Romney looked like a drowned rat. Yeah, don't go camping. Oh, man, I can't deal with this guy.
Warren, you're very difficult to understand, okay?
No, that's the fact that you're there. You're rolling dice. You're playing blackjack. You're doing all of the things that God himself would consider sinful. He tried to talk to a Catholic priest. And then you're trying to do 8 skate and donate. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes. Shut up. You don't know. You don't know. I know more than you do when it comes to craps.
Forget about the dice and get away from the table. Have you said all you want to say, Warren?
Be dead. You don't want to go down to... You want to take a walk down Ashbeat Street with me? Do you want to take a walk down Ashbeat Street with me? Yeah, if I go down Ashbeat Street, probably come out the other side of Ash Fondle Street. Oh, so it's like that, huh? Yeah, that's what it is. Ass Bundle Street. You see what I mean, Phil, when I come on these programs, and these people...
Well, you know what? You're asking for it when you are saying, you know, you're challenging the guy.
Oh, he said he was going to beat my ass. I could have come down and kicked your ass the way you talked to Romney. And listen, I'm trying to understand what the guy's saying, and he just goes, Danny, I don't know what that means. But I said, when you talk about her... The way I talk about who?
Ann Romney. He has a problem with it, and that's why he... And I will tell you, Warren, coming on any radio show and threatening somebody with physical violence, that's the end of the conversation. Okay?
When
Father McWhorter's baited you with come down Ass Kick Street to Bad Man McWhorter's cul-de-sac, whatever that's supposed to mean, and...
Oh, Phil, I was trying to... showing the boy that you can't make statements. You can't... Don't write a check with your mouth that your ass can't back up. Yeah, you said you shouldn't talk dirty. That's not dirty.
But all I'm saying is you baited him with your comments. Warren, thank you very much. Good luck. And next time you call a show, do it from somewhere other than a charity casino or whatever that charity auction night that he was at there. Father James McCorder's.
I've got a bad leg.
What's that?
I've got a bad leg. You got some guy coming on the program. The man's missing half of his mind. He's missing half of his mind.
Well, Father, I had no...
No, you had every idea. The man comes on missing half... He's half out of his mind. Threatened to beat my ass. You open that door. That's a door you don't want to open. And when you do open that door, you better make sure there's a kickstop for it. So it stays open. Because you're going to want to turn around...
Yeah. Father James McCorders is with us. Better make sure there's a kickstop. What is that? Anyway, Father James McCorders is with us as we talk about Ann Romney and the Mitt Romney campaign in general. Ann Romney is a stay-at-home mom. She is a mother of some six kids, I think, and she's doing a great job. But she is, according to Father McCorders, she's dropping the ball in the personal grooming department because any woman with that much stay-at-home time ought to look better than she does. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445.
You better believe it.
Would you put him on hold, please? Thank you. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
What about that guy?
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'm going to probably have a sign too, you know? Never, ever do that.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Father James McCorder is with us, our final segment of the hour. We're going to be talking with Lloyd Bonafide next hour. It'll be John Edwards, the John Edwards topic on deck. And Father McCorder's right now is trying to fix a leg that got banged up. I just would tell you, Father McCorder's, that the gentleman you spoke to was not some shill. He wasn't somebody that I set, that, you know, I put on the phone.
So that gentleman that I just spoke with, he's a real guy.
Yeah, he's a real guy. And
well, he said to me that he'd bet. I asked him, I said, how many girders did you, and I mean this sincerely, Phil. When I asked the man, how many girders did you hit going down? He said, like seven or eight girders.
And apparently he hit a whole bunch of girders on his way to the ground, and it did not do any physical damage.
That's the part that I don't understand.
It didn't do physical, it did psychological damage. He's got a fear of heights, obviously.
Why does he talk like that?
That's part of the whole fear thing. He's just afraid of, he's freaked out, you know.
What do you mean he's freaked out? What does that mean? That doesn't tell me anything.
I don't know. It's a post-traumatic stress thing.
Give me that post-traumatic stress. You know, that's the excuse they give for everybody. Post-traumatic stress. And I can tell you now, every time I talk about people who have been... Hold on for a minute, because here we go again, Phil. I apologize. Would you give me that duck?
Would you somehow get him under control?
Staley, I'm on the radio with Phil Hendry. I need the duck.
Why is that duck flying out of the tub?
It's a game that I'm playing using the duck, all right? It's nothing that is... The duck squeezes out of my hand and flies up in the air, and sometimes it lands in a place that I can't get to it, all right?
Okay, in any event, he's that damaged. He's a guy that has called our show before. You know, I think he's a nice man, but he's, like I said, he's got a...
Hold on. Can I give me the duck back? I'm sorry, Phil.
Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you, yes. I'm listening to you, yes, but I'm also trying to get... Are you giving me the duck back, or aren't you? What? Are you... You know something? If you don't give me that duck back, you're not going to believe what happens next, even while it's happening. You understand me? What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Give me the duck.
Okay, Father, we got to get going.
Hold on. You're not going to do it? When's your next commercial break, Phil?
In 10 minutes.
It's in one?
10 minutes.
So anyway, Phil, the gentleman there that I was...
If you need to have a rubber duck so bad, then maybe we ought to just finish this conversation.
What is that supposed to mean? I'm trying to...
If you need to be preoccupied by getting your duck back in the bathtub, maybe we ought to end this conversation and do something else.
I was talking to the guy.
And you're talking to this guy, Staley?
Yes, he's a priest.
Okay, and he's got your duck.
Yes, he's got my duck.
Well, it's distracting us from the conversation that we're having.
Are you listening to that, Staley? You're distracting the show.
No, you are too.
I am too. He thinks he's a smartass. All right, Bill, so as I was saying, I feel bad for your friend there, Benman, but that guy was, he was strictly from hunger, because I couldn't understand anything he was saying. And
but to when you said to him, you know, don't go down, you know, I can't hear a thing.
I'm trying to find the soap, and I sure don't want to bend over for it, not with Staley in the room. I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so in other words, this guy Benman that I was talking about, you baited him, and he finally did throw down a physical challenge, and then you started in there with this whatever that conversation was about. Don't go down ass kick street, or you're going to wind up hitting bad man cul-de-sac or something like that.
And, say that again. I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said that you were baiting that man by saying, don't open the door.
Yeah, don't open the McWhorter's door, because at the end of Ass-Kick Street is Bad Man McWhorter's cul-de-sac. That's what I said. And guess what he did? He opened the door. And that's when I said, why don't you have a kickstop for that door, because you're going to need to have it open, you know. And he said,
I can't hear anything now, man, with that water running.
Turn it up, will you? Margarita, turn it off. Okay. Now, he said to me, you know, well, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go down, you know, he said that he wanted to beat my ass or something like that. And
can I ask you a question?
Now you're interrupting me.
No, but did you just say Margarita, turn the...
Yes. Oh, I see. So now we've got another problem. What is that?
Is that a woman in the bathroom with you?
Yes, it is. It's the housekeeper, Margarita. She draws my bath for me. Shut up, Staley. You got a problem with that, too? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to kick you.
What the hell is going on, man?
Hold on.
What is...
Give me the duck! Give me the duck! You guys... Can I ask you who's on the phone?
It's Phil Hendry.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. McWhorter's and Walter Staley had a fight.
They're having a fight?
Yes, they're having... Give me that! They're having a fight.
Who is this?
This is Marguerite. And,
are you a woman?
Yeah. Yes. I'm on my way to becoming... No, I'm a woman. I'm
not pre-surgical?
No.
And who's in the tub?
I figured as long as...
All right. Yeah.
Now it's time for Iron Swine on Phil Hendry Show. And this week, Iron Swine, Iron Swine got a call from a man and a garbage stink.
Yeah, there's a piece of meat in his garbage that stinks it up. You're going to go over there now. Iron Swine arrived. Yes, sir?
Yeah, my house, man, stinks.
That's on account you got the meat in there.
Yeah, I noticed I got flies, too. If I don't get rid of that dead meat, it's going to make more flies.
That's a load.
What are you talking about?
Here, take this meat now. Well, ew.
Better pull that out, man.
That's a diaper.
Later on, Iron Swine had to go back to my office. And he had to sanitize his hands and make a man accept and everything because he stuck his hand in the baby's diaper.
Damn it, anyway, get the diaper out of there. I'm going to show you something. Give me a piece of meat.
How about this?
Why, you pervert? Ow! You're under arrest.
Iron Swine arrested that one guy for showing him that meat. Now I go to another guy's house.
Same problem, huh, Stinks?
Yeah.
Give me a piece of meat and not like the other guy did.
Oh, here.
Now watch this. I'll put it under a piece of glass. Have you got a tumbler or something?
Yeah, here's a tumbler.
That's a Flintstone tumbler. I can't see through it to see the meat. What's this?
A condom?
You're under arrest. That's two guys he put in jail.
Yeah.
Is this going to be done anytime soon?
Yeah, hold on.
Hold on. Put this meat under the glass, and in 2 weeks, call me back.
The 2 weeks went by, and I called up Einstein. Hey, look at this, man. There ain't no fly or anything.
And you're not under arrest.
There's been Einstein.
You guys are full of crap. What?
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. Give me a piece of meat. You're under arrest. Yeah, the guy put out, I know what he did. All right, well, okay, so Iron Swine, you know, I didn't know that about Iron Swine. Not only does he, not only does he fight crime, but he also, you know.
Yeah, he helps people out with science projects.
Exactly. That's outstanding. Thank you very much, Iron Swine, for clearing that up for us. Here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.